Nicole Worry is really hoping class sizes and school counselors aren't affected by the school district's budget for next school year. She has three kids in Juneau schools, two at Juneau Douglas High School and one at Glacier Valley Elementary.
With PTRs, over 30 kids in classes, it's so hard to be able to teach because we have kids that come from all facets of the world. Some people are really advanced and some people aren't. So just the knowledge base that a teacher has to teach to is large.
Worry says it's also critical that the district can bring drug and alcohol counseling into schools and keep the regular school counselors it has on duty. She believes they play a huge role in preparing kids for the future. Seven people testified during the meeting. Nearly all of them said they were worried about class sizes. District Superintendent Mark Miller says he doesn't think class sizes will grow for the 2017-2018 school year.
Well, we've been financially conservative, and so what I'm expecting is we will have enough in carryover and what we get from the state to not have to make cuts for the first time in years.
He says in the last couple of years, cutting administrative positions and increasing class sizes were the only ways to balance the budget. But he says it really is a balancing act.
As I say, when you find yourself in the bottom of a hole, stop digging. So we're going to work really hard this year, I believe, to make sure that we don't make the problem any worse.
Miller says there is a little bit of money that the district might be able to use to reverse past cuts, but he stresses that compared to the overall budget, it's a very small amount. Some people attending the meeting also asked for more counseling staff, electives, and vocational classes. Several said the district should pay for renovations at Mendenhall River Community School right away. They complained about plumbing problems and accessibility for special needs students. While Miller doesn't think the district will have to make cuts, he says there's probably not going to be money for big renovations.
Right now we're in Band-Aid mode, and we're going to continue in Band-Aid mode until the state comes back and helps us out with major bond debt reimbursement so that we can afford major repairs.
Last June, Governor Bill Walker vetoed more than $30 million for school construction debt reimbursement from the state budget and over $10 million for rural school construction funding. In 2015, the legislature also decided not to reimburse schools for any new construction debt until July 2020. Four principals and a volunteer from local schools also spoke at the budget meeting. They all said one of their top priorities was lowering or maintaining class sizes. They asked the board for more special education specialists, preschool programs, resources for electives, building renovations for Mendenhall River Community School and Zahn Tikihini Middle School, and counseling staff, including career counselors, drug and alcohol counselors. And almost all of them asked for special teacher training ahead of implementation of the district's new science curriculum. The school board will send a budget to the city and borough of Juneau at the end of March. Miller says a lot will depend on the solutions the state finds for its own financial dilemma. And Nicole Worry says she's going to be watching the legislative session to see whether the district will get the money for those counselors she's rooting for. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.